Enver Jusufovic, as is Ben Gleeson, who is a right-hand man for Danny O'Brien, who could have a very good day at the office at the Valley tomorrow with a number of horses and favourites heading there, and one of the most intriguing runners, Financing Tycoon, as well. Good morning, Ben. How are you, mate?
Morning, Michael. Good, yourself?
Very well indeed. This would be one of the best teams you've sent to the races in recent weeks on a Saturday.
Yeah, it's just starting to ramp things up, and we've got a few mares that have been in form all summer, certainly hitting their straps, and then we've got a few really promising horses coming back, but certainly exciting time of the year.
You had a few of those exciting horses trial at Geelong during the week. Were you happy with how they all came through them?
Yeah, we're right. Certainly the autumn horses, they're all on target and where we want them fitness-wise, and all put in a really solid jump out, so... it was a pretty exciting morning down there, and certainly feel the vibe around the stable is pretty upbeat at the moment.
When will we see Inspirational Girl?
To be honest with you, Dan's still weighing that up. She's had the two jump outs now, and she's had a good hit out, but those discussions between Bob and Dan, and they will work that out in the coming weeks.
And how's the Kiwi settled in, call sign Mav?
Yeah, he's super. He's really taken to Australian life and the way of things here, and he came over in great order, and I think he's really thrived down at Bowen Heads. Spent most of his prep down there, and we left advisors off him in his trial the other day, so we've still got that up our sleeve, and he's a different horse on race day, but nonetheless he's still put in a really good trial, so he'll probably head to the Fairfall first up, given his rating and his performances in New Zealand. There's not many other options for him, but he's had two solid jump outs now, and he'll be ready to go.
Well, we look forward to seeing the big Kiwi. Gee, American Angel, you speak of those horses that have been racing well over summer, and she fits into that category. She's been in really good form. Every time she goes to the track, she tries her heart out, and it looks a good race tomorrow with Jamie Carr on board.
Yeah, she's just been sort of, hasn't she? Like, she's run arguably a few very unlucky seconds early in her prep. She probably deserved a few more wins on the board early days, but it's good to see her get what mattered most, and that's a Metro win, and Jamie wrote her a treat that day. So it's a small field, and she's drawn middle of that. She should get a lovely position from the draw, and there's a lot of rain on the way, which it won't hurt her. But I think she'll appreciate that. She's very versatile, and she's in tip-top shape. So it does look a very nice race for her to hopefully knock off another city race.
And Stay Gold is airborne. Speaking of horses in form, looking for three in a row. You decided to go up in class, which means that she now gets in with 54 kilos. Jamie Carr, a drop of 6 kilos. She can handle the wet as well. Does she just win again, Ben?
She's holding her form. She, as you said, she's flying this prep. She's just really found her niche. And, we were a bit skeptical of whether she'd run out a strong mile. Her brother Iconoclasm doesn't quite get it, but she certainly showed the other day she's as tough as nails. And if the rain comes, it won't hurt her. She's gone, as you say, up and grey, but it's a race full of horses that have sort of got mixed form. And with the lightweight, she does look really hard to beat. And if she can produce what she has left to start, I would hope that, I would think that she should be hard to get past.
Another big chance in race number 4, Pitchinan, Jamie Carr on board again. Just in that same race as the stable mate, didn't get much luck because there wasn't much tempo in that race, but I thought she hit the line well.
Yeah, she was super. We couldn't have been happy with the way she ran. She's a mare coming through her grades, and we think she's been crying out for 2,000, but we just sort of wanted to get her confidence up, and she knocked that win over at Moonee Valley, and then we put her in what was a decent field there at Flemington, and she didn't get so far back. She could have been right in the finish, but she had a good experience, and hopefully it was a lovely stepping stone up to 2,000. She's got really good form at Moonee Valley. And I do think she's going to appreciate a bit of giving the ground too. So a lot of boxes ticked. If Jamie can just get her in a lovely trail from gate 9. Between Stay Gold, American Angel and her, all mares are flying, and they'll run really good races.
Can she sit a bit closer at the 2,000?
Ideally, I think we wouldn't want to be any worse midfield with her. Just given her two good performances in Moonee Valley, she sat close enough when she won and showed that she can do it. It's just a matter of getting her out of the gate, putting her there, and there'll be no better person than Jamie for that. So, we definitely wouldn't want to be back in the field especially if it's a bit of a bog track, given the weather that's on the way. So hopefully she can sit first four or five with a little bit of cover, and she'll be right there on the turn like she was when she won.
Finance Tycoon's an interesting runner in the Vobis Gold Carrot Race 5. We know the ability he's got. Only one appearance for you guys during the spring, and he was well below his best, but you subsequently found out he had a few throat issues, and he's come back with the operation. How is he?
Yeah, he had to go and have that surgery, and look, when he works on the beach and on the grass and bowing heads, we can't hear it at the moment, so that's a really good sign. He jumped out at Werribee and was super. Same and said, I really didn't notice any noises, and he travelled up really strongly there and did a nice performance, and then went to Geelong after that and put in a bit of a quieter trial, but we were still very happy with him. He hasn't had the blinkers on yet in those jump outs, so he's a different horse once they go on race day. But yeah, we're very pleased with the way he's come through that operation, and hopefully the results speak for that tomorrow. But he's had a really good faultless prep. He goes to Valley for the first time, but he's going to love that 1200, and he's had a win on a soft track before too, so he presents really nicely tomorrow. Obviously, Ember's got a promising horse there, so it'd be nice to see him up against another nice horse and see where he ranks.
How wound up is he first up?
Oh, he's a big growth horse, so he's really matured into a cracking 3-year-old, so he's still got a bit of fitness and conditioning, so he doesn't have to be right there for 1,200 metres first up, but he certainly, he was there to win, and then hopefully that'll be a second stand in some big group races for the autumn.
And then you've got old mate Order of Command, who, he's been around a while, he keeps coming back. How has he returned this time in?
He's as good as ever, believe it or not. We're doing the rain there, specifically for him.
Yes.
It's the track he gets to. Yeah, the soft sticks or worse, bring him right in contention. He's certainly having a bit of that 20-1. I'm not quite sure how Moorabbin goes on a wet track, but I think she's untested it. He'll eat it up. I think he's ran okay at the Valley before, but he whips around the corner pretty well. We're just praying for the wet track, and he tried up really well at Werribee actually a few weeks ago. Couldn't have been happy with him. Craig sat on him and said he feels as good as ever. So if he can get the rain, I do think he can run a cheeky race.
Do you like a little bet, Ben? Do you have a little multi on some of the best runners?
We have some every now and then. Doesn't always end up very good, but I've had a bit of luck.
Don't tell the listeners
time,
that.
So.
Tomorrow betting day?
Look, if it's a very wet track, it'll make it tough, but a lot of our horses have good wet track form. I'll definitely have a little each way on Order of Command if it's too heavy. Probably out of all those, it's probably Stay Gold. Yeah, it's a good race for her, and she's just a pillar of consistency, and she loves the Valley, so all the boxes tick for her. Although she's short, hopefully she can get the place at home.
All right, so Stay Gold's the win bet, and we'll have a little each way Order of Command at $26, if you don't mind, if that rain arrives. So you got one in tonight. It's in the last, and it's a roughie as well, $23. Is it over the odds, Amode, or is it going to find it tough tonight?
Look, he needs a wet track as well. We've really waited patiently with these horses for the rain to come, and he's one of those examples, but he'll be better suited when he gets out probably past 2,000 metres. He might run a cheesy race, but there's a few in there at the shorter odds and look a bit more promising. We'd be pleased if he ran a top two race the other night. So, no, I can't sit 100 into him.
All right, well, watch tonight, play tomorrow. Good luck, Ben.
Thank you very much. Cheers, Michael.